Hello, Fight Insight fans, viewers, and listeners. I'm the Filipino podcasting machine, Prince ED, and with me, as always, the man formerly known as Timbo Slice Timmy B. Before we start, please take a moment to follow, like, and subscribe to us on YouTube or wherever you get your pods. If you'd like to support the show, check out middaysquares.com and use code FIGHTINSIGHT15 to save 15%, not just on your limited first order. On today's Valentine's Day episode, it's all about relationships. We speak with the Valentine of the UFC, talk about Eagle FC courting Dagestanis, BKFC showing love to a legend, make our predictions for UFC 271, and a whole lot more. Tim, hit it!
Yes, Timmy B, Prince D, Fight in Sight, yeah.
Prince, we love having guests of all types on this show. We've had fighters, coaches, lawyers, doctors, you name it, but we've never had someone of this profession. Our guest today is one of the most recognizable cut men in all of professional mixed martial arts, and that's because she is not one. She is a cut woman, the first and only in the UFC. For our first year anniversary and for Valentine's Day, we could think of no one better to have. We cannot believe she is here. She seems like such a cool person, man, talking to her before we started. Prince, please welcome to the podcast.
Swayze Valentine.
I love it. Hi, guys.
Oh, man. That's his best intro he's ever done.
That was fire. I loved it.
So he's like looking it. From the heart. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank my family and friends for giving me the support. It's really difficult for me right now. Sorry, Swayze, it's all about you now. That's a go ahead.
Swayze Valentine, I cannot believe that you are on the podcast. Thank you so much for coming. This is crazy.
My pleasure. Absolutely.
And Swayze, first question I got to ask you. This is very difficult. How come on the back of your shirt it says Swayze and not Valentine?
So we all kind of have our own way we have our vests. So some, like Rob, his says Monroe, has his last name. Tate has his last name. We have Hernandez. I'm trying to think of who. Like, I have my first name because it's just more unique.
And okay, all right.
Just people would remember that a lot more than Valentine. And just a lot of people, it's just Swayze. So it's just more to stand out, I guess. They can just recognize me a little better.
All right, nice. Hold on. As you start going through, you're like, wait, yeah, everybody does use their last name.
Stitch, well, he has Stitch on there. I was like, I know I'm not the only one.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go. And we went to the fans and asked for questions, and we'll get to that at the end. But a lot of people asked, are you Patrick Swayze's granddaughter?
Oh, I wish. Are you kidding me? What a cool dude. No, I'm not. My parents did love Patrick Swayze. They particularly liked him before he was famous, because a lot of people, you know, they think maybe I was named after Roadhouse or something like that. And it's like, no, back when he was in MASH, because my parents are huge MASH fans, and they just
wait,
liked
Patrick
the name
Swayze.
And
was it MASH?
The movie MASH, not the TV show MASH.
The TV show.
What?
Wait, Patrick Swayze's in MASH?
Yeah, I think that's where he got. I don't think he was in like a ton of episodes, but I think that's where he kind of got his start in acting, was on MASH. I think he was in a couple episodes.
Oh, all right. Well, interview done. We're not going to learn anything better than that, Swayze. Have a good one.
Bye.
My head just exploded.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember growing up and always watching that with my parents, but I mean, obviously,
holy crap!
But I don't remember that.
Tim,
yeah. Gee, she, Googled
yeah,
it.
Oh yeah. Oh my goodness, this is crazy, bro. She's on. He was on MASH right there.
All right,
MASH.
There you go. Swayze, genius.
My boy.
Swayze, to learn about cut women, cut men, cut professionals, I did read somewhere that, like, the fighters pick you? Like, you're not assigned to someone? Do they pick you before the fight? Is that how that happens?
You know, it. Yes and no. So it kind of depends on what promotion you work. So, for example, with UFC, I'm hired onto the entire promotion. So I will have special requests, which they offer. So usually when the fighters get there during fight week, they're getting everything lined out. They, you know, will have a cut man list. And they'll say, you know, who do you want to wrap your hands if you don't already have somebody, because still a lot of the coaches will wrap their own fighters' hands. So then a fighter will either special request one of us, or they will say that they have no preference. So when we get our fight sheet, if it's, you know, we'll know if it's a special request, or it'll say self, you know, for example, if a fighter's going to wrap himself, meaning like his coach, or, you know, then it'll just not have a name next to it, which means anyone is can wrap their hands and they're fine with it.
Oh, that's cool. And then I also heard that, and you don't have to answer this, of course, but I heard that in some cases, your pay is based on if your fighter wins.
No, not in MMA. So you would be looking more something in that realm if you're thinking boxing and Muay Thai. So usually with boxing and Muay Thai, traditionally, you are with a camp, meaning of the fighter and their coaches, and you're hired just for their camp, their fight. So typically with Muay Thai and boxing, more so in boxing, you would get a percentage of their purse. Now that would be based on, you know, the amount that the fighter makes, that sort of thing.
Right,
obviously,
right.
Popularity, because you're not going to pull a lot from the fighter, you know, if they're not making a whole ton, that's not fair. So that would more pertain towards boxing and Muay Thai, but not MMA. Usually the cut men are hired to work the entire promotion, unless it's more of an amateur and they don't really have a budget for cut men. Then, you know, a fighter can just bring you on, that sort of stuff.
Wow. Okay. So interesting.
So Swayze's in there like, here, let me add some extra rocks on your wraps just to make sure we get the extra 15%.
They wish, but no, there's a commission in each room to really make sure everyone's following the rules. So it's really important to work a commissioned event. That way everything's running smooth and you know everyone's following the rules and not cheating.
Now, so we had
add some baby powder on your wraps. Just to
Icy hot to soothe the muscles.
Nice. You got your start, but you were doing, you were doing boxing and you've done Muay Thai. Do you still do that now, or do you only do MMA? Like, what are you doing now?
I keep most busy with MMA. It's been really slow the past couple of years for obvious reasons. Really, there's not many promotions that have come up out of the pandemic just yet, but so usually I'm kept pretty busy with just the MMA, but if I'm in Vegas, then I'll definitely hop onto a boxing event or, you know, a Muay Thai event like Lion Fight, for example, or, you know, that sort of thing. So it's still a hustle business. Like, you still got to get it where you can get it. And anytime there's an opportunity, I don't care where it's at or who it's at, like, I'm jumping on it.
That's so cool, man. That is so awesome. We had on our podcast a while ago, Joe Martinez.
Oh, I love him.
He's the cool. Oh my goodness. The coolest dude. Right.
So cool.
And I love watching him like on his Instagram when he'll go off to like other promotions and like he'll do boxing or he'll do whatever. And I'm like, oh, that's so cool. And he just goes all around doing different things. So
yeah,
it must be amazing fun for you too. Right. To get to go to some other organizations and see other people.
Yeah, for sure. And it's like, and it's nice too, because if you're well seasoned, you can go and kind of teach other people, you know, maybe a better way to do things or just keep a little more organized. It's always a little stressful going between promotions because everybody runs things differently. You know, I'm used to the UFC. That's, you know, a fine, you know, well-oiled machine, you know, everything's perfect. And not saying that the other promotions are not perfect, but it's always hard. So but it's so much fun though, because you get to see people that might not have made it to the UFC roster yet, but you've come up with through the years that you see that are getting closer, and you can kind of be their, you know, their inspiration to keep going. And that's what I love about MMA and boxing and Muay Thai. It's such a small world. So it doesn't matter what city, what state, what country you're in, you're going to know somebody, you know, it's literally a family, and it just feels great. I love it.
It's so cool. How long you've been doing it for a long time, right? How long you've been doing it now?
I've been doing it since 2006. That's when I first started, and I still love it. It's my passion. No matter what promotion I'm working with, it's always going to be a part of me for sure.
Yeah, that's amazing. Congratulations. I mean, like, to be the first and to be like, you know, in it to the highest level, like, it's so cool. Like, it's awesome. I'm so happy for you. And you've been doing some TV shows and movies too. Like, you're sneaking in there too.
Yeah, I mean, I've been so lucky. I've just had so many great opportunities, and I'm so, so thankful, because it was a really hard road to get to where I'm at. And it's still a bumpy road, don't get me wrong. But I've had a lot of amazing opportunities. I've been on, you know, the TV show Kingdom with Nick Jonas and Frank Grillo, and some game shows. And right now I'm doing a project with a producer for a documentary. He just had a documentary released last Thursday in theaters. And so there's still things happening, and I'm so thankful for every opportunity. Any time that I can shed light on how important cut men and cut women are in this industry, we hold such a vital role that I just want us all to be so celebrated and really shine, you know, the importance that, you know, that we have on fighters and their actual careers, because we're really, really important. Yeah.
But Swayze, listen, I see you playing a detective. Yeah. Playing a detective. Because your name's awesome. Like, you could just go with your name too. Valentine, get in my office now. Right?
Let's do it. I love it.
Right? Yeah. Wouldn't that be awesome? You didn't even have to change your name. You just use your actual name. It'd be awesome.
I love everything about that. Let's do it.
Sounds perfect.
Write it up.
Yeah. Netflix, no, but the first. Yeah, because the thing is, though, is like, if you think about cut people, right? You had Stitch, who was like the most recognizable. And then really after that, it's Swayze. Like, you're not really going to recognize many other cut people, but Swayze stands out, obviously. And then you think, like, I saw when I was watching Creed, right? And then there's Stitch in Creed, and like a pretty big role, because he's in like quite a few scenes. Yes. So, I mean, I know they're filming Creed 3 soon, Swayze. So,
oh my gosh, I know. Get in on that. I audition.
It's got to be close to you. It's got to be somewhere like in LA area, right? Like California.
I'll fly
somewhere.
Wherever the hell I got to fly to. I just need to know where to audition at.
Yeah, so get on
just,
that.
Let's just be honest with this. Do you have a role in that movie? Like, Fight Insight be the first to hear it.
Panda.
Let us know. Let us know.
Later on, like, surprise.
Yeah, if we see you in that movie now, we'll be so mad. Like,
it's so pissed.
I feel like Swayze. I was under contract.
Yeah, and
Valentine.
Yeah.
This is our Valentine's Day episode. Obviously, it comes out tomorrow, but then it's going to kind of go before our next episode, Valentine's Day, will hit. So we have like a bunch of relationshipy topics that we're going to get to later in the show, but I want to ask you a few relationshipy things.
The first
one is, because you're behind the scenes and stuff, and you're seeing people probably when they're more candid or loose, right? Or maybe stressed out too, but you know, you're back there. Do you ever catch relationships happening and you're like, these two, they've got something. Like, I can tell these two like each other. Do you get that? Can you figure it out?
You know, yeah, a lot of the times the wives and or husbands, boyfriends are actually part of the fighters' camps.
Yeah.
So it is in the family. They bring them with them. And so, all the time.
Hold on. I'm talking about unrevealed love. Like, I'm talking
the sneaky kind.
No, well, not okay, not maybe maybe not that they're sneaking around, but like you're like, oh, these two would go well together. You know what I mean? Like, can you tell when something's
a brewing? I can match myself up with some of a few of them. No, it's such a stressful environment. I think I don't really notice that on that level. Like during an event backstage or anything.
Okay.
Now, Swayze, we're talking about like those notebook moments, right? You know, when they're like the two fighters are looking at you dead in the air and be like, I believe in you. And then all of a sudden you see the person get up and knock the other person down. Like, do you ever see those moments? Like, you know, the Ryan Gosling, Rachel thing kind of moments? No?
Nothing, you know, like I think that? It's more of once they're in the cage and they're facing off and before they drop the hand down, that's when you get... That's going to be as close as you're going to get. On fight night.
All right. Well, then it leads me, you kind of led me into the next question, which was, does anybody try to flirt with you? Like, does it get awkward for you where like some people might be like, hey, Swayze, and you're like, hey, look, I'm doing my job here?
Yes. It does.
I really thought this would be a no, but okay.
There was a couple of ones that really stick out, like a couple UFCs I did. It's on film. Like, one of the fighters literally is coming up to get grease, and he puts his arms on my shoulder and just starts like dancing. And it was so fun. That wasn't more of a flirty thing, but it was a fun thing.
Okay. Yeah.
There was this one time I was working in Kansas City for, I think it was Titan FC, and my fighter who won, cause usually we go in the cage at the end of the round to clean up the fighter, if there's blood or something, you know, for the cameras and stuff. So I go in, and as I'm cleaning him up, he's already mic'd up, and he asked me out on a date right there on camera, and it's televised. And I was like, I don't know how awkward I looked, because I wasn't expecting it, but it was probably the most awkward thing ever, just because I totally came out of left field. But sometimes when you're wrapping the fighter's hands, like they feel just ballsy, and they'll ask me out, or you know, to hang out at the after party when there used to be after parties before the pandemic.
So it
happens quite often. It's pretty funny.
Swayze's like, let me treat this head trauma first, and then we'll talk about it later. Yeah. One second. Call me outside. 1 second. Hold on.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have a Q-tip with you, Prince?
Yes.
Is that a prop for later?
Totally has one.
You know what, Swayze? You know what? It was just by coincidence. I think I found it on the ground, and I was like, "Oh, what do you know?" Yeah, Swayze cutting that and Q-tips, and I was hoping you guys would notice. But yeah, let's carry on.
All right, the total opposite, Swayze. Are you ever backstage? And okay, so actually, this is perfect because you said, "Oh, well, people have their boyfriends, girlfriends, wives, husbands, right?" So the total opposite, do you ever see scenarios where, and maybe it's not a romantic relationship, but where you see a relationship and you're like, oh, this is not good. Like there's some like negative energy here and stuff like that.
Yep. Unfortunately, I have seen a few, and, there's this one that bothers me.
Yeah.
Every time I see it. And every year that passes and they're still together, I'm just like, girl.
Wow.
Yeah. There are a few, unfortunately. And it's really, really sad.
You know what?
They've been together a really long time, and it's hard to.
Yeah.
Speak to anyone in that.
Of course. And you'd have to be like, you'd have to be in the right place to be able to say something. But the reason I ask you is because there is one fighter, and obviously I won't say it because I don't want to be like mean or anything, but there's one fighter that always shows on their Instagram stories and stuff like that with them like going to the hotel or doing whatever. And the way their corner treats them, like it's a female fighter, and the way that her corner, like the two guys that go with her, so I guess it's the coach and whatever, and I don't know if one of them are romantically involved, but the way they treat her always to me like puts me off, and I'm like, oh, these guys treat you really bad, like, and you're the fighter, but they're always like kind of jabbing on her and stuff, and like she's putting it on her Instagram, so she's probably okay with it, but
exactly who you're talking about. Yeah, I noticed that one too. It's tough.
Yeah. I think they're
so thankful and so indebted to their coaches that some of these fighters will just take some abuse themselves. And it's really inappropriate, and it's really unfortunate, because these fighters are giving all of them to these coaches that some of them just get so mistreated, and it's really, really sad. And that's another reason, like, I don't know how these fighters do it with all the things they do. I mean, fighters are in such a vulnerable state from the moment they're in a fight camp all the way through their fight camp. That's when they need their support, you know, all that. And then even when on fight night, like, they need that. They're so vulnerable the entire time. And it's like, man, you should be doing nothing but, you know, speaking up to them and just being there and being supportive to the fighters instead of having the fighters have to deal with some of the stuff that we've unfortunately seen.
Swayze, have you ever been in a situation where you had to like step in and say, hey, like, can you stop? Like, this is brutal.
No, I haven't seen something that extreme that I would need to do that. Probably just being an outsider, like you guys have just kind of seen things like that. That's really kind of what I've seen, but I really just take it to heart because I know what these fighters go through, and it's hurtful, but there are people that see it as well, that can do something and do something. but sometimes it's just not enough. Kind of like with those abusive relationships, for example, it doesn't really matter who's talking to you about it until you can make the move. It's
no,
but I mean, luckily with UFC, for example, if that happens there, I mean, there's so much protection there that, you know, everyone's safe. And
yeah, yeah.
You know why, Swayze, why I ask is just because I really picture you like roundhousing, roadhouse, Swayze kick someone in the head.
Like, if I have to, if someone's messing with somebody like that, I just might do it.
Yeah,
straight suplex somebody in the middle of the room.
I'll wrap my own hands.
Okay.
Nice, nice. Swayze, I do want to get it like back on track to something fun and stuff like that. But I really appreciate you saying those things. And after the podcast, I'm gonna message you. I'm gonna say who I think it is. I wonder if we are thinking of the same person. But we talk a lot about different things on the show, like, and we've talked about relationship stuff, and you know, different things. So we were trying to breach all those topics. So I love talking about it. So I'm really appreciative of you like saying some of those things. Is there last kind of, okay, hold on. I said, make it positive, but this is the last kind of negative question. Is there anyone, and are you allowed? And is there anyone, and I don't want to know who, but are you allowed to, and is there anyone that you don't want to work with? Are you allowed to do that as a cut person? Because I hear that referees can say like, I don't want to ref this guy anymore.
Yes. There's definitely people that I could say that I don't want to deal with. I've even come with that, with people saying they don't want to work with me, not for any fact other than I'm a woman and there's been religious boundaries there.
Okay. Yep.
So that has happened. Oh. That has also unfortunately caused a few arguments, because sometimes they don't let you know that, or they come across really harsh. They'll be like, I don't want you to wrap my hands. And I'm like, well, there's not really anybody else right now because we're on a schedule. You know, and then it'll just be this big hoopla deal sometimes. And they'll be like, no, it's a religious thing. I cannot have another woman touch me. I'm like, okay, no problem. If we could have started out like that, you know, I wouldn't have to have a blue shirt here. You're causing a ruckus. Like, we could get it figured out, but
you could have led with that before I slapped you. I don't know. Just,
you know, hey. I mean, come on, let's problem solve. So to answer your question, yes, there's some people that are definitely not necessarily a favorite, or at least you go into it and be like, oh man, this person's going to be so picky, or, you know, and this is kind of a little, what do you want to call it? I can't think of the word right now. I'm on like day two of a migraine, so excuse me, but, it's one of those, oh, it's like an omen type thing. So if a fighter, and fighters, you need to listen, because this is a real thing. If a fighter puts up too much of a fuss to a cut man or cut woman, the odds of them winning that fight just don't always end up in their favor. It happens way more times than it doesn't happen. And so kind of us cut men, if we're like, so-and-so was a you-know-what ski, we'll be like, well, we'll see how this fight ends. And like, just out of coincidence, sometimes they just do not take the W, and it's like, don't give us a hard time.
Yo, Swayze, we need to become best friends on Instagram. And as you're taping someone that's being grumpy, you go, hey, Tim, bet the farm on this guy.
It's usually they don't want you to tape them, period. Like, it's those people that are like really giving you a hard time, and they're like, you know.
Oh, that's interesting.
Out there. And then we're like, okay, well, we'll just see how this pans out, because not looking good for you right now. There's opens out there.
All right.
This is some MMA inside trading happening. This is a walking Enron. That's what's happening right about now.
And I feel like this knowledge is coming firsthand. It's probably a lot more sound than my theory, Swayze, or my omens, which is if the guy changes his haircut, it's like really bad for me, man. If someone always goes in like bald, like shaved head, and then the next fight all of a sudden they come in like with like a big fuzzy scruffy head, they're losing big time. I'm telling you, that's my thing. So
there's a lot of superstition in this sport. Like, for example, even superstition for like us cut men, cut women, like if a fighter, let's say, so luckily I've been a few fighters, good luck charm, I want to keep it that way, but sometimes, like, if you're wrapping a fighter and they lose, for example, even though I had nothing to do with that loss.
Yeah.
You're always like, oh man, are they going to blame me that they took an elbow to the head because I touched their left hand this way? Or, you know, it's like, so every time I rap somebody, I'm like, oh Lord, please win. Please win. Like, I can't take a loss right now. I wrapped your hands. You have to come back with that W. Nice, you will not ask for me again.
Yeah. So yeah.
It's equally stressful for us too.
Yeah. No. And then the reverse would be true, right? If that guy wins or that girl wins, they could psychologically go, oh, it's because Swayze wrapped my hands. And then the next time they go, hey, I want Swayze.
Exactly. That's exactly how it happens.
Yeah. Nice. Swayze, so, I mean, don't tell me, like, there's actual fighters that say, oh, Swayze, I need you to wrap my hand. Well, I don't want you to wrap my hands because I lost the last fight.
No, nobody has said that. That's my internal fear, is that they're not going to ask for me again, or they're going to, like, refuse me. So
yeah.
I also have run into some issues just being a woman. Doesn't matter that my name is out there now and they know that I'm good at what I do. There's still some fighters that don't want me to wrap their hands. Just like there's some fighters that didn't want Stitch to wrap their hands or House, you know, it doesn't matter. There's still going to be those people that don't want you to wrap their hands. Right. You know, and it's just, it is what it is. And so sometimes now I don't necessarily give the fighter enough time to change their mind, because if I go in the locker room in like a decent amount of time before their fight to see if they're ready, then once I leave, they have time to go talk to the blue shirts, to go talk to somebody and say, hey, I don't want her wrapping my hands. I want someone else. So a lot of times I wait till they have no time to make that decision. And I just walk straight up in that bitch and set myself down and like, we're doing this.
Nice,
you know,
nice.
Because then they don't have time to back out, you know?
Yeah, so yeah, yeah.
Sometimes I just got to like work the system a little bit.
Nice.
But Swayze, it must be like nerve wracking. Do you remember the first time you wrapped somebody's hand? Because I can imagine like, you know, just wrapping somebody for the first time.
Yes. Yeah, so wrapping somebody for the first time versus wrapping somebody for the first time in a big event, it felt the same way. Like I was so terrified. I mean, okay. It was like, oh, there's people watching. Like what? They're going to be judging me on everyone. And I'm just like, I just hope I can bang this out because, man, oh man, people are waiting for me to fail.
Yeah.
You can see Swayze like versus red around their head like this.
Yeah. Like, oh, sorry, that was supposed to go around the wrist.
Yeah. My bad.
But no, I mean, it's amazing. Swayze, I can't believe it. Like your career has been incredible, like to watch and like just to see you. You know, the first time I remember seeing you and I'm like, wait a second, what's going on here? And then, you know, seeing you every time. And I'm like, wait, and I'll tell you, Swayze, I was telling some people at the gym, I'm like, oh my goodness, you won't believe who's going to come on our podcast. It's Swayze Valentine. And they're like, who? And I'm like, the female cut woman. And they're like, female cut woman. And I'm like, holy cow. And these are people that watch, right? But they don't notice. But now we're going to like, make sure that these guys notice that, right? Because hey, you gotta pay attention to these things.
That's right. We need to be celebrated. We're very important people.
Exactly. Now we are, I know we're short on time. We're going to get to just a few fan questions, if you don't mind. The first one is from at the African Fighters. There's a new page that just hooked up with us. They ask, and I asked if this was a joke, but they go, when's your next fight? So you talked about wanting to slap some people, but I'm going to turn this question around. Do you train at all? Do you train? Do you partake in martial arts yourself?
Not as much as I would like to. I really love kickboxing, and that's something that's I really enjoy that. Of course, jiu-jitsu is super fun. I love that.
So wait, you do that though?
I not as often as I would like.
But at all? But at all? You've done it? Okay. Yes. Nice. Cool. Yes. Excellent.
And my next event is February 19th.
Your next event.
My next UFC event.
Okay, all right.
Oh my gosh, I thought you were fighting.
Yeah, I thought you were announcing your first like pro fight. I'm like, what the heck?
Right.
All right.
That was so candid. That was actually our expression. Like, whoa, you're actually fighting? Like, yeah. Whoa, that's crazy. And I'll be in Creed 3 next week.
Yeah. At Sauti asks, any advice for females that are looking to break into a male-dominated profession?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Don't let anybody tell you no. If someone tells you no, you just don't listen and you keep going. Like, I'm thankful that I could pave the way for women. to make their road a little less bumpy, but they're still going to have their challenges. And just don't take no for an answer. And seriously, you just got to keep your nose at the grindstone and just keep looking forward. Because there's going to be a lot of people that are going to discourage you, and literally don't listen to a single one of them.
Nice. That's great advice. And I mean, so many people must look up to you, Swayze. It's crazy, you know, like to see that. And I'm sure there's a bunch of girls that are looking up to you now that are thinking like, I'm going to be like Swayze Valentine. I'm going to be a cut woman too, right? Because that is a totally possible thing for them in their future, thanks to you now. So that's pretty crazy.
Thank you. Thank you. That is one of the things that keeps me going when somebody tells me, because even still being at the biggest stage in the world right now, like there's still times that you just get so overwhelmed. You're like, I just want to quit. You don't want to quit, but you feel like you just can't do it anymore sometimes, just because it gets really rough in there.
Yeah.
You know, but and then somebody will reach out to me and I'll be like, you know what? I really made a difference. I better get this thought out of my mind and just keep on going. Like, it doesn't matter how hard it gets. Like, there's people counting on me, and that's what keeps me going. You know, they're inspirational to me, and I get messages all the time, and I live for those messages. So keep them coming.
That's nice. Yeah. Okay. So people, you got to follow Swayze Valentine on Instagram. So I will put up, and I apologize, I didn't put this up, but make sure you follow Swayze Valentine at Swayze Valentine. And then you have your YouTube page where you do put up videos. The last question actually relates to your YouTube, because it's from at Randash. They ask, can we see your puppies?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. I will get a video up and going tomorrow for sure.
Yeah. How many baby puppies do you have now?
We have 6, and they're 3 weeks old, and they're just getting cuter and cuter and chunkier. Yeah. And oh my gosh, it's going to be so sad when they go.
How are you keeping any?
No, I have 4 dogs, a bird, and a sulcata tortoise. I would love to keep one, but I can't. Wouldn't be a good idea.
All right.
Swayze, is there any way we can see them right now? Just for the fans.
Let me see. Come on, guys. Just wait a second. Come with me.
All right. Come we're getting a tour of the Valentine Mansion here.
All right. So.
Hey, Swayze, actually, before you go, can I use the washroom? Your washroom? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I know, right? Hold on, guys. But here's the thing. How do I turn the camera if we... Hold on. We'll just have to do... Okay, so they're babies, and so they make messes, but here's the, let's see if you can see them.
Oh my gosh, Swayze, can you?
These are so adorable.
Oh, I'm trying to get the right view here.
Okay, so guys, go on Swayze's Instagram, and you can see the puppies, because I've seen them. They're so adorable. Thank you,
they are
Swayze.
So much fun.
It's adorable. Swayze, I'm sorry that we took you out of your room.
Well, let me get out, take you out of the dark.
All right. Swayze, we appreciate your time so much. Thank you so much. I mean, this to be a Valentine's Day special, to be our 1-year anniversary, to have all these milestones is like so incredible with you. So thank you so much for coming. We do hope that one day you'll come on again, because we had a great time with you. You're amazing.
Anytime.
Is there anything you'd like to say to the fans, viewers, or listeners, or to anybody out there? Is there anything you'd like to say before we let you go?
I just want to say thank you to everyone that supports me, and I am just so thankful, because you guys just make life so much better. So thank you for that. Other than that, we good.
And guys, if anyone's watching this, follow her TikTok and Twitter. She's on there doing all the dance moves and everything. So please follow her TikTok and Twitter, Swayze. Yeah.
Especially when you teach me a new dance move.
Yeah, now you got to do it. Now you got to do it. Prince, as we let Swayze go, do you want to sing her out with Valentine Girl from New Kids on the Block? Yeah.
How does that one go? Valentine.
I don't make it up. Make
you don't. You know this song,
man. This is you sing it, Tim. Man, we didn't rehearse this. Actually, sorry, Swayze. I don't know this song. Can you stand the rain?
This is like the greatest song, man. That's your song, Valentine. So, Swayze, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you so much. Have a wonderful day. Good luck on everything in your career, in your future, and we will 100% have you back on the show, please. Thank you so much.
I love it. Thanks so much, guys. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
Talk to you later. Take it, Swayze. Bye.
Oh, my God. The greatest. The greatest. This is our 1-year anniversary show, Prince, and we had, like, such a cool freaking guest.
Like, it was like, you know what? Every interview that we've been to, it's a roller coaster ride. It's always like, it's happy, then sad, then serious. Then we've got dogs and puppies.
I'm telling you, I know who that fighter is that we're talking about, though. It's got to be. I feel like I know who that is.
Okay, you know what? Here's a challenge for everyone. Whoever's watching this podcast, mm-hmm. if you guys can, you guys go to our Instagram and leave a comment and guess who you think that fighter Tim is talking about.
Yeah, have you ever seen a fighter who, like, you see the way that their corner is with them and you think, like, oh, that's just not cool, you know? I'm always more sensitive to these things, just like the Aspen Ladd thing. And I'm not talking Aspen Ladd because that's too easy, right? That's the one that was too public. Mm-hmm. I'm talking one that you wouldn't know. Prince, I'm betting that nobody's going to guess this. All right.
Okay.
Before we get on with the show, I do want to say next week's guest, we've already filmed it, so it is guaranteed that she shows. We've talked about this before. Juju Chan, martial arts movie star. She's the star of Wu Assassins, and she is going to be in the Netflix film Fistful of Vengeance. She shows up on our podcast next week. Her interview will actually be at the end of the podcast, unlike where we normally have the guests in the beginning. Prince, that was a fun interview with Juju.
Amazing right? interview. You guys got to watch this one. This one's going to be fun. Lots of nunchucks. Lots.
Nunchucks, yeah. Friends of the podcast update. I'm going to blast through these. Jita Marie, victorious. Unanimous decision. Beat her opponent in her first ever amateur fight. So congratulations to Jita Marie. If you didn't see that podcast, check it out. Fair Play from Street Beefs. His fight got canceled, but he's rebooked now to fight a boxing event, KWBL Boxing, February 19th. Check him out. Joseph Galaviz, our boy from Fury Fighting. He's fighting at Fury 58. It is on UFC Fight Pass on February 27th. That just got booked. Malcolm Gordon.
Malcolm X
kicked ass. First round victory last weekend. Congratulations to him. Man, we are so happy for him. Dude looked jacked. Did you see how big he looked?
Yeah.
He is like huge, man. I'm telling you, dude, that guy, he's got great things ahead of him. That's two wins in a row in the UFC. And Lupi Godinez is booked against Arian Carnelosi on May 7th. So it's been a minute since we've seen Lupi, especially after she fought three times in 43 days. She is booked on May 7th. So look out for her. Last friend of the podcast update, Prince. We have so many because we've had so many friends now.
But yeah.
If you didn't watch last week's episode, super fun episode, man, with friggin' Victoria Mackey, black belt Kaju Kendo, future MMA fighter, future actress, future whatever she wants to do, because that girl is amazing. Prince, do you know that she did a Twitch viewing of our podcast? So she went on Twitch and live streamed our podcast and then commented over top.
Really?
Did you see that?
No, okay. I did not.
It is so funny. So this is our 1 year anniversary show, right? So we've talked a lot about our podcast and how we try to get better and we watch it back and we see how we make mistakes. But it's funny. So you see Victoria and she's in the corner of the screen and she's watching the podcast and then she'll like pause it and then make comments and then she'll keep watching and she'll make comments as it's going. But it's really funny, man, because she's looking at it and she's like, oh, man, I make so many facial expressions. Oh, man, I this is going to be a bad answer. Oh, it wasn't a bad answer. It's pretty good. Like, it was pretty cool to watch it, man. So if you watch the podcast with Victoria, do watch it. It's great. And then if you've already watched it, I would say go over to her YouTube and check out where she watches it. It's pretty cute to watch her reaction to it and just see like how someone sees themselves on video. So that was pretty cool. And she ran her women's self-defense seminar on Sunday, and that was a success. She had lots of people. I do hope people tuned in virtually as well. But yeah, congratulations to her. So
yeah, solid. Like, yeah, that session actually was amazing. It was actually, her session, it was like an outdoor event too. So it was a wicked turnout. So shout outs to Victoria and shout outs to all the friends of the podcast. Like, it's looking good. You know what, Tim, I might get like a board up here and have a list of all the wins. Like, all the fighters.
We're on a pretty good roll. When you think about the fighters we've had on and then how they perform after, because you know there were those we had like three or four people that have got performance of the night bonuses or fight of the night bonuses, and then you get Jita winning, Galaviz winning,
yeah,
you know, multiple of the fighters that we have on. Malcolm, he wins because we had Malcolm on after he won his fight, and then now he's won the next one. So yeah, we're pretty good. Like, we're pretty good luck, just like Valentine, right? With the wrapping the hands. Hopefully people will go like, oh crap, I went on Fight Insight. I should really do that again to win.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine?
And then imagine could you imagine if we become someone's good luck charm? That would be wicked.
Yeah, like a flood of texts and messages. It'd be crazy.
Prince Midday Squares is our sponsor. Guys, do visit. If you've already bought from them using code FIGHTINSIGHT15, you can use it again and again and again every time you save 15%. I just found out, Prince, that company is run by these three young kids. They sent us a little letter the last time they sent us some stuff, so thank you. But yeah, from Les, Nick, and Jake, it's three kids that run this company. God damn it, this stuff is delicious.
Yeah.
Not only are you supporting the show, but then you're supporting these nice three kids in their business. Man, it's great. Wakewater.ca. We showed you this before. Okay, this is going to be terrible. But wakewater.ca. Okay, there you go. It is a caffeinated sparkling beverage. It's lemon and grapefruit. I love both of them, but check them out and use code FIGHTINSIGHT for 10% off, right, at wakewater.ca. Code Fight Insight and Hula.
Hula, yes. And guys, Hula, contact Hula Cleaning Services for all your carpet, fitness, commercial, and construction cleaning needs. You can find them at www.hulacleaning.com.
Thank you. Oh, Prince, you killed that, buddy.
Yeah, man. Like, we're sounding like an infomercial. Yeah, like, this is wicked.
Let's get a video on screen, Prince.
Big organizations like UFC, Bellator, they have to be careful with their fighters, you know, because Eagle FC is here, you know, and of course we...
All right, Prince. Hopefully you guys could hear that. The volume is a little low. That's Khabib. He's telling Bellator and UFC, better watch out, because if you're not good to your fighters, we're going to bring them over to Eagle FC. This is our Relationship Day episode, Prince. So is there any possibility in hell that any good fighter from UFC or Bellator goes to Eagle FC?
Listen, man, and Khabib's got a lot of friends in the UFC. And, you know, with the right money, I mean, I'm just saying the people that really train under him, like say, for example, Islam comes over, like, why not, right? And the Dagestanis, they're tearing it up. Like, they're tearing up the UFC. I wouldn't see some of them flip over if they've got all the right, you know, the right funding, right? The right money over. I don't see why not. I could see a lot of people. What is it?
Do you see my Dale Brown eyebrow? Yes. Rock eyebrow? Dude, are you talking nonsense? There is no way in hell any fighter is going over to... Are you crazy? We put up a poll on our Instagram that said, you know, do you think that, what do you think is going to happen with Eagle FC? It was down the middle, 33%, 33-33 for Eagle FC folds by 2024. So everybody, you know, 30% people think that they're going to fold. Eagle FC becomes a major organization. So like polar opposite. And then 33% said Dagestanis will fight out their contract and join Eagle FC. So, Prince, you believe Islam Makhachev or Syed Nurmagomedov or any of these Dagestanis are going to fight out their contracts with these major organizations, and because of their support and love for Khabib, they're going to go over to Eagle FC, which is an unproven entity, and try and grow it?
Why not? They would be some of the first fighters to go over, right? Why?
Rashad Evans is already there.
And isn't Kevin Lee?
Yeah, Kevin Lee, Diego Sanchez.
Yeah, Diego Sanchez.
There's no way. But here's the problem when Khabib says stuff like that, like, well, if you don't treat your fighters good, they're going to come here. Well, okay, your brothers better put up or shut up, and they should just fight out their contracts and then go to Eagle FC if they want to help you build that organization. But there's no way. They won't have the money for these guys, or these guys aren't going to give that up.
And you know what? You know what would be crazy, Tim? If somehow they do cross-platform, you know, inter UFC / Eagle FC bout, their champ versus their champ, and see what would happen. Who is the best? That would drop a lot of money, man. I would go and watch that.
Okay, never going to happen. Maybe Eagle FC and Bellator, you know? because Bellator has done stuff with like Rizin and whatever with the Horiguchi title and stuff. No, never going to happen. All right. Next relationship, Prince, is Chad Money Mendez and his relationship with BKFC, which puts on some odd stuff here. So let's look at, this is a post from the MMA Chamber. Oh my goodness. Okay. That's terrible. Hold on the screen. It's too hard for me to show all these things. Mm-hmm. So at the MMA Chamber said, put up a post that says, is Chan Mendez saying, I'll put it this way. I just saw what the UFC heavyweight champion of the world got paid. And it's going to be more than that. I'm getting paid well for the fight and I'm doubling that with the sponsors alone. It's crazy. He's been quoted as saying that he's making around 600K for the fight with BKFC, mm-hmm. which, you know, is a lot of money, but mm-hmm. I believe that includes sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you think about this? Do you think Chad Mendez making 600K in BKFC is indicative of bad pay, or what do you think this means? Like, what's the deal here? What do you feel?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's poking at, you know, some of the fighter pay, poking at, you know, him making more than Francis, and, you know,
well, I don't think he's poke. I think he's just stating it. I don't think he was trying to be mean about it. I think someone asked him how much he getting paid, to be fair.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, now people are saying, okay, look, like, look how much you can make if you're not fighting under these ridiculous contracts, right? And moving on into different planes, like boxing and bare fist fighting, right? So, I don't know. It looks like Chad's like saying, hey, look at this, guys. Like, you know, it's UFC is not the end all, right? There's other places where you can fight and make money.
I fought with a ton of people online over these same posts, right? What I do like to do is I like to leave the same kind of comment on this post, like ever, because what happens is the news comes out and then it's on every friggin' page, right? So then I just leave the same comment and I get into fights everywhere.
Yeah.
The problem with this is that Ngannou has signed his contract. That's what he's making. He signed the contract to make this amount. And it's for multiple fights, right? Like the Ngannou contract. The Chad Mendez, just so you know, I believe is a one-time fight contract. So they are going to pay this dude a lot of money for a one-shot deal. And remember, Bam Bam Barbarina came on and we were talking about Paige and Ostovich, and Bam Bam was like, BKFC is just doling out money for this stuff. Like, they're emptying the bank for some of these people to just get them in, draw eyes to their platform, and get them in. So, I mean, it's like an investment, and it's a one-time investment. It's a one-time investment. Plus, the sponsors, I do want to make mention. Remember, UFC fighters have said that sometimes, like, when you're on the low level, getting sponsors is really hard, and then getting them to pay you after the fact is even harder. So Chad Mendez comes in with great popularity from UFC, great legacy, heritage. Like, he is going to bring a lot of lies. I'm not going to lie, I haven't been paying for the BKFC app for a while since the Ostovich Page fight, because that was the last one I really wanted to see. Yeah. I'm buying the app when Mendez fights, you know, $7, but I'm paying the money, man. So it works. Whereas Ngannou fighting, not going to lie, I'm not buying pay-per-views just because Ngannou is there.
Wow. Okay. I mean, that's a way to think of it. It's just, it's crazy because, I mean, all this fighter pay and, you know, back and forth, it's been going on, and, you know, I don't know who's in the right, who's in the wrong. Everyone's got their own kind of say into what's going on. And, you know, you've got these organizations that are trying to make a name for themselves and dropping the loot, right? And so that's the thing. Chad has to say these things to say, hey, you know what? Hey, if you could just tell these guys that, you know, this, you know, they probably wrote something in their clause to say, okay, you could tell them about, okay, how much money you're making. So then we can draw people in, and then, you know, we'll increase your purse and give you even more money. The more people you put, more seats you get, butts you put on the seats.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. So, yeah. So I think, you know, like, I don't know. I just think that that argument, and then people were going and, oh, this shows how bad the pay is, blah, blah. Dude, Chad Mendes is a freaking UFC legend. Mm. And he retired at a time when he was still healthy, and he looks jacked to hell. Like that, he is looking like a monster. He's going to bring a lot of eyes to BKFC, more than Ngannou is bringing to UFC. That's what I'm saying that out loud. Dude, he's bringing a lot of eyes to BKFC for that fight. That's Knuckle Mania or whatever. It's like their WrestleMania, right? Like it's the big bare knuckle event of the year. So I don't know. Buddy, let's talk about
Maybe it's UFC. The barbecue sauce.
No, it's not barbecue sauce. Isn't it like
it's a barbecue sauce.
No, but I thought it's also like what do you call it? Like the herbs and spices, seasonings. Yeah, he's got seasonings too.
He's got the
performance. does the seasoning have PEDs in it?
Performance enhancing
mesquite performance enhancing, and then you can get a hickory. Yeah, all right, we'll edit this out so Chad Mendes doesn't sue us. Here is a poster from our friends. Crap,
that's amazing.
This is a wicked poster. These are our friends over at the MMA Social Squad, of course, who we support always. Prince, UFC 271 predictions. Let's burn through this puppy. There are a million good fights. So let's get to this. Let me see here. All right. UFC 271. Where do we want to start on this card? There is like great fights everywhere. Okay, William Knight, the dude I trained with in Hartford. We've talked about him. He fights on the prelims, so good luck to him, my friend William Knight. Here's a fight, Prince. Roxanne Modafferi fights her retirement bout. Oh, I got to get rid of that. Jeez. All right. Roxanne Modafferi fights her retirement bout against cast iron Casey O'Neill. Roxanne Modafferi lost her... No, hold on. I was like, wait, that can't be right. Roxanne Modafferi lost how many of her last fights? Lost 3, 4, 5 of her last 8. Lost her last 2 in a row. Decision. Roxanne Modafferi has fought 44 fights, so she's retiring on her 45th professional fight. She has been around frickin' forever. She fights, like I said, she fights Casey O'Neill, okay, it's King Casey. Casey O'Neill. She is 8-0. Her last fight was TKO punches over Shevchenko. She had a rear naked choke over Lara Prosopo. She had a TKO punches over Shayna Dobson, then a KO over Chris. Okay. Prince, is there any chance in hell that Roxanne Modafferi wins her retirement fight? You know how I feel about people fighting a retirement fight.
Yeah.
Any chance in hell, Prince?
There's no way. No. Absolutely not. Not with this phenom. Not with this person's resume. No.
Not even close. Bet the farm. Bet everything farm. You have.
Your livestock.
Your neighbor. Yeah. Go to your neighbor. Borrow everything they have and bet it against Roxanne Modafferi. Unfortunately, I just do not see a chance in hell. If you're doing bets and you're parlaying, you know, like when you add like one more fight to make your payout better, add that one, you know, take one that you think is risky and whatever, get some good odds and then parlay it with that. You might be able to get something, but no chance.
No. Absolutely not. No way.
Main event of the prelims, you've got Andre Arlovsky, who not go away, fights Jared Vandera. Prince, who do you got on that?
Arlovsky, you know, I like Arlovsky, and I think he won his last fight.
Didn't he? Yeah, he's won his last two.
Yeah, let's you know what, they're fighting for dear life. Let them, you know what, I support Andre. I say Andre is going to take this by decision.
Yeah, Vandera lost 2 of his last 3, lost his last fight. I'd go with Arlovsky on that. That's Arlovsky somehow is just like, he does not age. The dude is, and he's fighting at heavyweight. Like he's not even fighting like in a class where like you don't take a lot of damage. This guy.
Yeah.
All right. The main event of UFC 271, it's very weird. They're putting the main event first on the card. because mm-hmm. we all know the most important fight at UFC 271 is my favorite fighter, one of my top, got to be top two, top three fighters in history, Bobby King Green.
Yes.
Son of a bitch, come on our podcast. Bobby Green fights Nasrat Haqparast. Okay. Bobby Green all day, baby. God damn, I love this guy, Prince. It is going to be fight of the night, performance of the night, whatever. Dude is incredible. He's on a roll. He said he wants to fight multiple times in 2022. So he's starting the year off early by fighting in February. Remember, he's coming off the Al Iaquinta TKO performance of the night and the close loss to Rafael Fiziev, which was fight of the night as well. So good luck to Bobby Green. Prince, second on the card, you have your former twin when you had your longer hair.
Yep.
Tyler Matrix Phillips. He fights. So, Prince, are we going for your twin or what?
I think we're going for my twin, and his hair looks great. I hope he uses a nice conditioner. So I think it should be okay. Yeah. Nice. I see Kyler. Yes.
We should have got the scoop from Valentine from Swayze, you know, who uses the best shampoo. Maybe we'll save that for next podcast. Prince, Derek Brunson, blonde Brunson.
Yep.
Fighting Jared Cannonier. This is a huge fight. This has title implications. Mm-hmm. Prince Blonde Brunson, 5 wins in a row. He's headed for the title. His last loss was to Adesanya for the title. No, not for the title. It was a loss to Adesanya back in 2018. He has not lost since. Prince, him or Cannonier?
I say Super Saiyan Derek Brunson.
Yeah. Cannonier is a monster.
I know.
He has won 4 of his last 5, only dropping a decision to Whitaker. Dude's a monster, but Brunson's got the bleach. So
yeah, he's got the bleach. I say it's going to go 3rd round knockout Brunson. Yeah.
All right.
What do you think? Make a prediction here, Timmy.
I know Brunson wins, but I just don't know how.
Make a guess.
I'd rather make a prediction on Bobby Green getting a knockout in the 2nd round. That's my prediction. Co-main event of the evening. Derek Lewis versus his balls are hot. versus Tai Tuivasa. His shoe is wet.
Listen, it's the shoey versus the cup throw. I say cup throw. It'll be the cup throw, 1st round, uppercut to the head.
You're going with Derek Lewis?
Yeah. And plus, it's in Houston too, baby. Come on. He's trying to redeem himself.
Didn't Derek lose in Houston last time?
He did.
Lose to Gon?
Yeah, and he did mention, like, the part of the reason why he lost was there was a lot of pressure on him going into that fight just because of the pressure of the crowd, and he really wanted to redeem himself. He says he wants to come in here and, like, you know, make up for that L. So,
hold on. He murdered Chris Daukaus after that loss. Murdered Chris Daukaus. So tough. Derek Lewis is a veteran, but he has shown times of shrinking under pressure. But I don't feel like Tai Tuivasa is going to give him like mental pressure. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, this isn't a big fight. This isn't main event. I don't think Tai Tuivasa is like the boogeyman in any way. So I think, I agree. I think Derek Lewis gets it done. And I think he gets it done in 1.
Okay.
All right. Main event of the evening, like I said, is Bobby Green versus Nasrat Haqparast. But for some reason, Wikipedia says Israel Adesanya versus Robert Whittaker is the main event. Prince.
Okay.
Championship fight. They fought before, obviously, and Adesanya won. It was quite the whooping, too. I don't think it was close. I don't recall. Adesanya beat him in October of 2019 in the 2nd round. KO punches. He is 1, 2, 3, 4 wins of his last five, six. I mean, well, hold on. He's 21 wins, one loss. His only loss was two fights ago when he went up a weight class against Jan Blachowicz.
Yep.
So technically he's 20-0 when he fights at his chosen weight class. Prince, prediction.
Here comes the nutbreaker. I say Robert Whittaker, second round submission.
No, not even close, Prince. It is going to be Israel Adesanya. Ugh. First round TKO.
Tim
I don't
said
think, I don't think Whittaker has a chance. I think Adesanya has the mental game going. And
well, Whittaker's been on a streak. I think, you know what? I think he's going to try and take him to the ground. I think second round. Second all round right. submission.
Will he get him down? Adesanya never gets taken down. He only has ever been taken down by, or the only time he's ever, like, you know, is it? I don't know what the stat is, but whatever. I think he barely gets taken down.
Robert says all he needs is one takedown, and it's night. Yeah,
and if you don't get it,
he's gonna try all night.
Try all night, sure. He's got 25 minutes. He's got 25 minutes, and Adesanya might finish him in 5. So, all right. Well, that is all the fights for the card. Again, all we care about is Bobby Green. Bobby Green, come on our podcast. Hurry up,
Bobby.
And Bobby.
Bobby. Prince. Valentine.
Prince, what else do we have to talk about? I do have a photo. Hold on. I screwed this up, but there's a photo of Victoria watching. So in the bottom left corner, I'm showing a photo of I took a photo of her doing her Twitch stream of us. That was pretty funny. Yeah. That was pretty good, man. Prince, people should go buy Midday Squares using code FIGHTINSIGHT15 to support the show. If you still want a tank top or a shirt, you can still reach out to us too. I always forget to say that, but people know. People have their shirts. They love them.
Yep.
What else we got, buddy?
You know what? And in Inner Strength, if you guys are looking to buy any workout products, just email us. We can hook you guys up with some gift certificates so you can use at the store. They've got amazing products, insert SB products too, especially if any of you guys are powerlifting.
Yeah.
Really, really A quality stuff.
Yeah, man. Prince, this was our 1 year anniversary show, my friend. I thought I had a horn or something.
I have one.
All right, buddy. Well, while we look for this and look like real professionals. Yay. All right, buddy. Congratulations on 1 year of podcasting. Never missed a friggin' week. We pre-recorded where we had to. We re-recorded where we had to. Called in late guests, but we did it, my friend. 52 weeks. I think every week had a guest. Like, I don't think we ever had no guests. Like, we kicked ass.
Yeah, like,
good job, buddy. Here's to another year. We're talking about relationships. Happy Valentine's Day to people. Prince, when we started this podcast, if you remember, we said we want to get to the point where we hate each other and only come together to do the podcast. I am not at that stage yet.
No, not at all. Maybe next year. I love you, man.
All right. Love you too, my friend. Maybe next year we'll grow to hate each other, but the podcast continues. Well done, my friend.
Well done. And guys, remember, don't forget to follow, subscribe to us on YouTube, follow us on Instagram, and listen to us in Spotify.
Everywhere. If you have an Apple Podcast account, can you go give us a review, please? That would be nice.
Yeah, 5 stars, whatever.
Deuces. We'll put some stuff all around here. Prince, see you later, my friend. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Love you.
Take care. Love you.
Bye. No, I'm saying it to my wife.
Oh, sorry. I thought I was saying, love you, hon.
Okay. Bye. There you go. Bye.